fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 5th day of February. The proper tip of the day is to work on your safe haven. Make sure it's ready. Work on your safe haven. Make sure it's ready. This is Farmers Monday with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. World-class training with rifles, pistols, and very high-end first aid training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Sam will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get it on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we got you for about an hour and 10 minutes before you have to scoot off for another engagement, and we'll try to get as much in here as possible. What topic would you like to begin with first today, sir?
Oh, I think it's interesting that we're seeing gun control in some unusual forms now. There are state proposals now that the most state house legislatures are in session. We're seeing states trying to pass liberal forms of gun control in the form of ridiculous taxes. I think a Democrat congressman in Tennessee proposed a thoughts and prayers tax for people buying guns and ammunition.
What's that mean, thoughts and prayers tax? I don't know.
Well, I guess if some criminal kills an innocent person with a gun, I guess there's a lot of thoughts and prayers that go out to the victim's family, and so he thought it would be appropriate to take your money to help cover the cost of those thoughts and prayers.
That's pretty bizarre, to say the least. One thing I saw, I'm not sure which state, they're going to have a liability insurance requirement for concealed carry holders.
Yeah, that's the other thing I saw was a proposal that you have to carry a minimum $300,000 liability policy if you're going to carry a pistol and exercise your right to defend yourself and your family.
Well, if they could tax that right, they can tax any right. They could tax the right to own or read a Bible. They could tax the right to vote, couldn't they?
They tax the right to breathe air.
Right, exactly.
You know what? I got to tell you, when you look at the tax structure and the things that, you know, you've heard people joke about how they tax everything that moves. And, you know, I always thought that was a big exaggeration. And then I started reading about some of these states where you're not even allowed to collect the water that drains off the roof of your home on your property.
Right, right.
You can't even collect the rainwater that drains off the roof of your house. And I thought to myself, that is so disgusting. Government is so out of control.
It is, absolutely. But that is, in fact, the law in some of these Western states.
You know, and I'm not recommending this, but I can't help but think of how our founding fathers were outraged by just the smallest taxes, the smallest theft of their property and their hard labor, right?
Right.
You have to remember, we have people in this country that produce things. And so my grandfather used to explain it like this. He used to say that wealth can only be generated, true wealth, sustainable, long-term wealth, can only be generated in three ways: mining, farming, and manufacturing.
Right, mines, factories, and farms, that's right.
And he used to say that. And you know, and people say, well, in Florida, people have gotten rich in the service business. Well, that's true. But you're talking about an individual, you're not talking about a community of people. So can an individual make money in some way other than mining, farming, and manufacturing? Yes, they can. But my grandfather was talking about societies as a whole.
Well, let me help you out here. One group's talking about creating wealth. The other's talking about moving around the wealth that's already been created.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant way to describe it, actually. And so, you know, my grandfather would say, any time you see wealth, great wealth, massive amounts of wealth, in an area where there's no mining, no farming, and no manufacturing going on, what you're actually witnessing is theft. Now, having said that, and having agreed with that, in 2011, Washington, D.C. became the wealthiest city in the United States of America. And I was explaining this in a talk I was giving to a group of about 800 people. And there was an 84-year-old woman sitting in the front row of this amphitheater. And I proposed these concepts, and then I threw the question out, can someone please explain to me what mining, farming, or manufacturing is going on in Washington, D.C.? And this woman didn't hesitate. She raised her hand, stood up, and said, they're mining your wallet.
Good for her.
And the whole crowd just burst out laughing because there was a significant element of truth to that. It wouldn't have been funny if it wasn't true, right? But this is their new approach to gun control, is to make you pay. If you're going to own a gun, make it so expensive as to be not worth the trouble. And I got to tell you, America's a huge place. 15 years ago, we had 72 million gun owners in America. Then we had Sandy Hook happen. Then we had Obama. And then we had Democrats talking trash about gun confiscation. And then we had the Bidens get elected. The Biden regime has been so bad for America. The fear level is so high right now that I think the FBI is insta-checking somewhere between 2 and 2.5 million brand new gun owners that have never owned a gun before every month. Now think about that after 3 years of Biden. We right now have over 120 million gun owners in the United States. And the funny part is people are so scared even Democrats are buying guns now.
Yep. do a segue here. Sam, a couple of days ago in the New York, in the Wall Street Journal, it was an op-ed where it talked about Dearborn being the jihad capital of the United States. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Detroit and Dearborn, Michigan have a credible number of radicals that live in those states. And most of them have immigrated from Canada, not Mexico.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you talk about radical Muslims coming across the border from Mexico, I would venture a guess that probably five times as many have come from the Canadian border to the United States. And a lot of them seem to wind up in Detroit or in Dearborn.
Well, of course, Detroit's right across the river from Canada, so it's not a big deal to get there from Canada, is it?
Not at all. You know, there are places all over the border, the northern border, you just walk across logging roads. There's International Falls. There's the bridge that crosses the river there, where the river is the border there in Minnesota. People run across that train bridge, you know, all night long.
Really?
That's amazing. Nobody does anything to stop this stuff.
Right.
It's disgusting. But so tell me, John, what have you heard about the Texas border conflict with the Biden administration recently?
Well, I have an analysis more than what I'm hearing. My analysis is that Governor Abbott intentionally let it get this bad, so he had no choice but to do what he's doing now. What he's doing now could have been done 3 years ago.
True.
With the National Guard. He chose not to do it 3 years ago. Now we have a genuine crisis, whether it's manufactured or not. It's a genuine crisis. It has to be addressed. Governor Abbott has had connections in the past with the World Economic Forum. He has not denied those connections or denied the viability, the goodness of the World Economic Forum. He's still a player, as far as I'm concerned, with the World Economic Forum. So I think there's a high likelihood that this contrived crisis, which is genuine, was brought about to cause conflict between the 26 states and the federal government of the United States, which could become a crisis in and of its own between the 26 states and the United States government. I can't say where it's going, but it doesn't look like it's going in a good direction to me, Sam.
Yeah, one thing that's been hard for me to locate is a concise list of what states are actually helping and sending assets to Texas. Have you found a consolidated list of what people, number of people have asked me this, and I'm just curious, have you come across a consolidated list?
No, I have not. And I don't know, other than Florida Highway Patrol, and I don't know about the other 24 states, what they have, what they intend to do. Of course, to get a force ready to go, whether it's National Guard or Highway Patrol or whoever it's going to be, is a big undertaking in terms of the legalities of it, the logistics of it, how they're going to be paid, who's going to pay for it. There's a lot that goes into it. So I would think that these governors would be holding back before they make any public statement about what the legalities are and who's going to pay for it and whether there'll be volunteers or not. I expect some of those things to be resolved in the next week or two, Sam.
I literally just typed in what states into Google, and it says are sending troops to the Texas border. And it finished my sentence for me.
Really?
I just typed in what states. So this must be a very, very popular question across the web. And I could tell you this. A list came up. I haven't verified this. I don't know what the source is. It says maybe texasgovernor.gov. Okay. As of today, 14 states, including Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Idaho, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming, have all stepped up to support Texas' effort and deployed personnel and resources to secure the border in President Biden's absence. Isn't that an interesting statement?
It is interesting. I think the majority of those states will be sending just a few men, probably maybe 100 or less, just to make the political statement as opposed to large contingents. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think that a lot more states should be involved with this. I'm kind of disappointed that it's only 13 that are standing with the governor. Let's see. Governor Greg Abbott today, it says February 4th, I guess that was yesterday, was joined by 13 of America's governors who stand in solidarity with Texas to defend itself against President Joe Biden's border crisis. And this was at a press conference at Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. Governor Abbott was joined by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Idaho Governor Brad Little, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, Missouri Governor Mike Parson. Boy, I'm glad to see that.
Yep.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, Nebraska Governor Jill Pellin, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, there's a surprise, Tennessee, he must be the spy, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, and Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
Well,
very interesting. And apparently they put out a statement, President Biden has abandoned his constitutional duty to protect Americans by refusing to secure our southern border. This is Abbott speaking. During his presidency, Joe Biden has smashed records for illegal immigration and allowed total chaos to be unleashed along our southern border. Instead of upholding immigration laws already on the books, President Biden sent his lawyers into federal courts to sue the state of Texas for doing the job he should have been doing all along. Good. Good for them.
Absolutely. Well, I don't believe there's been a crisis of this nature since 1860 that I'm aware of.
No, I agree with you. I think if you look back into the pre-Civil War era, you see that the conflict really began over states' rights issues, very similar to this being a states' rights issue. And it wasn't fought about slavery. It was fought about states' rights. Slavery was used as a recruiting tool. And, you know, nobody wanted to. See, a lot of people don't know the history of the Civil War. They were taught in their bogus public school that the Civil War was all about defeating slavery. And that's a lie. And
that's right.
I can prove it.
Easy to prove. Go ahead. My proof. You go ahead with yours.
Okay. Well, it's very simple. The textile moguls of the northeastern states were buying cotton from the south. They were peddling cotton, the extra cotton they bought, to Europe and making a big profit on it. The southern states got wind of this, started selling cotton directly to Europe, undercutting these wealthy men in the northeast, making carpets and clothing and textiles and fabrics out of cotton. So anyway, they went to the president and said, we got to stop this. They're bankrupting us. And the problem was nobody wanted to send their son to die to make some fat cat's wallet a little fatter. And people say, oh, that can't be right. You can't. Yeah, that can't be true, Sam. And I say, well, look, study the burning of the South. So when the North won the Civil War, did they go and try in court these plantation owners that had all these slaves? Did they try them for crimes against humanity? Or did they put them right back on their plantation and say, keep growing cotton, brother? And we all know the answer. What did they do? They burnt the South. They didn't burn the plantation. They burnt the cities and the libraries and the schools and the government buildings. Somebody needs
break.
To answer to why.
We have a break.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My Valentine's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Well, Sam, we like to use analogies. If the United States is going to go to war with Canada because Canada is trading in cocaine openly and we think it's wrong, first thing we would do would be to outlaw cocaine in the United States first, wouldn't it? Sam, you're on mute.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now, with that analogy in mind, all during the Civil War, there we had two countries, the United States of America and the Confederate States of America. All during the years of the Civil War, there were 5 states in the United States that men and women, boys and girls, were bought and sold like bags of candy all during that war. That would be Delaware, Maryland, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia. Men and women bought and sold, traded back and forth as slaves all during the war, which obviously, if the war was about slavery, How could you have slavery in your own country that you're going to war against a country that does have slavery?
Exactly.
Both countries had slavery during the entire war, didn't they?
Yep,
in addition,
that's exactly right.
In addition, the Emancipation Proclamation did not free the slaves in the United States of America. It didn't, did it?
No, it did not.
Well, I don't want to dwell on this. This topic seems to come up about 3 or 4 times a year.
You know what's interesting? I'm sitting here while you're talking. I just clicked on an article in the USA Today from, I want to say, January 28th, maybe, or the 20th. It was updated on the 28th. And it's in the USA Today, 25 states with Republican governors signed letters supporting it. Actually, it's 26, I think, that have now signed. But they show a map of all of the states whose governors signed this. I don't know if you remember when I was on Hagman like 2.5 years ago. And I showed a map of red states that would eventually be the last bastion of America. And how the Northeast would be blue and the West and Southwest would be blue.
Right.
Other than Kansas being blue on USA Today's map, and it looks like Vermont or New Hampshire being red, it is an identical copy of the map that I showed on the Hagman Report 2.5 years ago.
Oh, my.
So that shows you where the lines are going to be drawn. If you want to know what state you have a chance of being in free America in 3 years, go to this article on USA Today that's entitled 25 States with Republican Governors Sign Letters Supporting Texas in Border Control Fight, What to Know. This was in the USA Today, published by Kinsey Crowley and Hogan Gore. But they have a map of the Republican governors that are supporting Texas. And if you look at all the red states on that map, and you look at all the blue states, you're going to see what's happening in the future. This is a vision into the future of what's going to happen to this country.
Right.
And I can't believe that Kansas isn't red on this map. But other than Kansas not being red, it is an identical copy of the map almost that I showed on the Hagman Report 2.5 years ago.
A quick follow-up. The moment that Abraham Lincoln's heart stopped beating at the Ford Theater, slavery was still legal in the United States of America. We hear Lincoln freed the slaves. There's a massive statue of him in Washington, D.C. If Lincoln freed the slaves, how come there was still slavery being legal in the United States of America the moment his heart stopped beating?
Yeah, that's a pretty remarkable question, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. We have limited time this morning. We'd like to get in a farms tip of the week and a equipment tip of the week, and maybe we can get those both in the next 40 minutes. What do you think, sir?
Well, let's do the equipment tip of the week after the bottom of the hour, and we'll do the farms tip of the week at the top of the hour.
Roger that. We're calling holding. We've got a break coming up. We've got John in Texas. Morning, John.
Morning. I have a question concerning the true again, I'm getting mixed information about the true casualties on both sides of the a Ukraine war. It appears that there have been misleading reports being given to Congress trying to convince them to give money to Ukraine. Saying 87%. About what percentage of the men that they started out with?
Hold on,
John.
We got a break. We're right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Valentine's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight, the 14th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Going to John's question, first of all, the first casualty of every war is the truth. Second, both sides in almost all wars tend to downplay their own casualties and play up the other sides. Sam, would you agree with that statement?
I absolutely would.
Okay. John, you got a further question or follow-up?
I understand that from one source saying that there's from Danny Haiphongs, there have been about 38,000 Russians have been killed, actually, since the beginning. Now, I don't know what they're calling that, if that's just the regular army or all the auxiliaries they've taken on or what. But they've been hearing that, I understand that one is saying that 87% of them they started, of all the men they started out with, have been killed or wounded. You know, either, I don't know how many have convalesced and gone back, how many have been replaced, but that doesn't include the quality of their replacements or the quality of the new troops and just what have they been replaced with and everything. And that has to be taken into account as well. Plus the, just what are the, what, and what about the equipment?
Is there a question in here for us, John?
Yes. What is, exactly, what are, just, I know that they're downplaying, but how many, was what, how many would, is it correct or true estimate of just what had been lost? And what has been replaced and what?
We don't, I'm 3,000 miles from here. I don't have any idea about the details of that. Steve, Sam, do you?
No, I'm not following the details of that conflict.
And we'll
right
move
now.
On. John, thank you for your call. Okay, is it time for the equipment tip of the week, sir?
John, it is, and I'm not sure you're going to like it.
Well, we'll see.
You and I both, it's not just you, you and I both have long been fans of merino wool.
Oh, yes.
But there is a product out there. If you go to a website, purelyalpaca.com,
mm-hmm.
you will find super warm, heavy-duty, extreme alpaca socks for sale. Now, these are not cheap. They're a little more expensive than the merino socks. But the alpaca socks are actually better than the merino wool. The alpaca fur is like polar bear fur. It's actually like a hollow core. It insulates better than merino wool. It's hyperallergenic. It's softer. It doesn't make you itch. It has all of the advantages of merino wool, plus being better insulating, but also being hyperallergenic and much softer on the skin. And so I challenge you, John, to order a pair of alpaca socks, compare them to your merino wool, and let us know what you think.
Okay, well, I just might do that, Sam. I just might do that. Okay, is it time for our next caller?
Why not?
We've got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Sam, what kind of alpaca content are you looking for when you buy, you know, because it's never 100% wool. Are you, what kind of percentage are you looking for? Do you know?
Oh, I think you can find alpaca socks out there pretty easily that are more than 80%. You know, you're never going to find 100% with a sock because it has to stretch. You know, it has to have, you know, some elastic properties to it. And so you're never going to find 100% sock, but I think there's plenty of them 80% and higher.
Wow.
Out there. And
okay.
And so I think anything over 70% would be excellent.
Okay. Kansas, the legislature is still mostly, you know, a Republican majority, but we do have a Democratic governor for the last two terms, and I just can't figure it out because she even vetoed the bill that went through on you know, no men in women's sports. I mean, that's how bad she is. But you know, I heard that there's 20 counties in the United States where you can, if you get all those 20 counties, you can get enough to electoral votes to win the presidential election. But anyway, back to the Civil War real quick. I have heard, but I don't really... I've never read this in a book, though, that they were actually trying to keep the South from buying the machine tools too, so they could do a value-added thing with their cotton. Do you know if that's true? Have you ever heard that?
Absolutely true. There's all kinds of competitive, dirty moves that happen when money's on the line. And the people involved in the Civil War, both North and South, were certainly not above that.
One of the other hosts on RBN, Mike Gaddy, who's done a lot of, investigation into the war of Northern aggression, because his grandfather, who he was close to, actually had talked to some men when he was a young man that fought in the Civil War. So, but he says that Sherman was actually in a mental institution before they got him out to be a general. So, and a lot of other interesting tidbits. So, anyway,
yeah, I can't verify that one, but nothing surprises me these days.
So, well, he actually goes back, and he's former NSA, and he's gone back to the National Archives, and he's actually got a set of books put out by the United States of the War of Southern Rebellion is what they called it. It's like a 28-set book thing. So, all right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. This is a little footnote. The last Civil War veteran died when I was 12 years old in 1959. The last Civil War widow died 24 years ago on December 16, 2020.
Wow.
How about that?
That's remarkable.
Well, That's history. My great-grandfather fought in the Civil War on the wrong side. I knew he was in the Civil War, but I didn't know until I looked up his obituary that he was with a Union outfit. He was drafted right here in Steelville about 6 months before the war ended. I believe, and I'm no Civil War historian, but I believe the American Army took these guys from our area and moved them where they could do no harm. I didn't think they would fight against their neighbors, which, of course, it would be a pretty smart thing to move them someplace where they could do no harm. I'll have to look up, and I haven't got to it, look up the record of my great-grandfather's unit and what they did, where they did it during the Civil War.
I think that would be fascinating.
It would be. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we ought to, reiterate the basics that need to happen. And so as this sort of situation devolves over the next few months, and it will, I still am not convinced Trump can win a national election. I don't think anything's been done about the voter fraud in Arizona or Pennsylvania or Michigan. I noticed a number of pieces of evidence came out. I think over 120 people in Michigan voted more than once, and not a single person was prosecuted. There is definitely some real voter fraud issues, and it's a shame that these things aren't being dealt with in the courts properly. Things could go bad in a hurry, and I would be surprised if this country's in one piece come December 15th of 2024.
All right. Our next caller is Mike in Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Please, Sam, could you please recommend a pistol caliber carbine for USPSA work? They won't let me run my AR-15.
A pistol like a subgun, semi-auto, is that what you're looking for in a pistol caliber?
Yeah, like 9mm sub.
Something you can shoulder. Well, I like the Sub-K 2000. The Chris is an outstanding weapon. It's very expensive. It's more than three times the cost of the Kel-Tec Sub-K 2000. But you could run a Chris, that's K-R-I-S, or you could run a Kel-Tec Sub-K 2000. either one of the, say, if you get the Sub-K 2000, let's say you shoot a Glock. You can use Glock 17 mags if you buy the right Sub-K 2000 that takes Glock mags. So, and the newer one, the second version, has a pretty darn good trigger in it. It's about 3.25 pounds and has a decent reset on it. And that would be the cost-effective choice. Of course, the high-end choice would be the Chris. It has a falling block design, very little recoil to the shooter, very fast to shoot in a competition-type scenario. But that would be the more expensive option.
Yeah, most of these guys are running some type of AR-looking platform. What's the difference between loading the magazine in the pistol grip versus loading it in a magwell in front of that?
Well, you can do faster mag changes with the AR than you can with the Chris or the Kel-Tec. If you get a 9mm AR built, you can do faster mag changes with that. And the reason is because of where Eugene Stoner located the mag release button and the bolt release button, all those things. It's just quicker because the buttons are placed in a better spot. So if you see your top competitors running 9mm ARs, now you know why. Because they can affect a significantly quicker mag change than you can with the Chris or with the Kel-Tec.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I noticed that the 9mm had the same problem. If you have it packed out with bullets, the guy could not load his magazine. It kept falling out because he had too much spring pressure on it.
Exactly. It's not too much spring pressure. It's that the bolt, when closed, slightly compresses the rounds in the magazine as you go to latch it in place. So when you fill that magazine full, there's no room. You're at coil bind. There's no room for the bolt carrier to slightly compress that round and allow it to latch. That's why we never fill our magazines all the way full and leave them that way. We fill them full and we take one out if we're competing. We take two out if we're storing the mag.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I want to give you high recommend. Thank you so much for the iRay Micro. What an amazing piece of technology. You can see a target and you can see the little black, parts of it like crystal clear. It's the most amazing tech I've ever seen in my life.
Isn't that
Thank you
neat
so much,
piece?
Sir. I appreciate it. Wow.
Appreciate the call.
That's all I'm going to run. I'm going to run that thing day and night, period. I don't even need a red dot.
That's right.
All right.
But is the red dot for backup in case the battery goes?
Well, we use the red dots to train people during the day because a lot of people can't afford a micro. But if you can afford a micro, that's the go-to sight on an AR-15 day or night. You'll see stuff with that micro, threats you will not find with a red dot.
Hey, can you please talk to covering up the red dot, the face of it, and all you see is the dot and your sight picture.
Gotcha.
This one
guy's
running that, and this boy was like running fast, and I mean accurate, and he's not even seeing the sight picture.
Well, he's not seeing it through the scope, right, through the red dot sight. But so
exactly.
here's what happens. So back in the day when we were training SWAT teams, this is around the year 2000, 1995, right? Guys were doing, we were doing, most of the big SWAT teams were doing 150 to 250 drug raids, dangerous warrants a year, each team, right? So these major cities, these SWAT guys, the counter drug guys, they were working their butts off, right? And here was the problem. Some of the drug dealers had enough money and enough sophistication to buy night vision. And so if you came in with a red dot sight or you came in with night vision in a nighttime raid and you had your infrared illuminator lit, you could see that with the naked eye if your eyes were night adapted, or you glow like a bonfire, somebody's looking at you with night vision. And it put our officers in a very vulnerable position. So what we trained them to do if they had red dots was to close the front cover on the red dot sight, the side closest to the muzzle, and shoot both eyes open. And what's really interesting about the brain is that the left eye sees the sight picture, but the right eye places the dot in the proper place on the sight picture, even though you're not looking through the scope, and you can still place accurate time.
Thank you, sir.
Mike,
thank
human
you,
brain,
sir.
The human brain's call, an Mike. Amazing thing.
We have a break for it then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Sam, we got a few minutes before the top of the hour break. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I hope everybody understood that explanation, but if you didn't, simply take your red dot sight, cover the front objective lens, and then open both eyes and look at a target through your sight. And you'll see that your brain actually projects. You can rest the gun where it can't move, your brain will actually project the dot onto the location. Like, let's say you're looking through the sight with your right eye. You can't see through the sight, but you can see the dot. Your left eye sees the target. Your right eye sees the dot. And your brain superimposes the dot on the target exactly where the rifle's aiming. And you can experiment with that simply by having someone else cover and then uncover the sight as your brain looks and uses both eyes. It's pretty remarkable technology, and when you're working at night, it helps keep you from being discovered. You cover that front red dot, and you have to work.
Right, so right.
Law enforcement guys should be able to use that to their advantage.
Right. There was a British company that manufactured a scope called the Single Point, which did exactly, you couldn't see through it. It did exactly what you're describing. I bought one of those back whenever it was, back in the 80s, or maybe the late 70s. yeah, it wasn't the 70s I bought that thing. I still have it in a box someplace. Top of the hour break coming up. We have about less than 2 minutes before the break, sir.
We'll have a firearms tip of the week after the top of the hour.
Okay. The election is Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee. There's no doubt about that. There's still some doubt about whether Joe Biden will or not be the Democratic nominee, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen.
We have no choice in that regard. Well, they're going to try to pull off what they did before with massive vote fraud, mail-in ballots, and so forth. They really can't justify mail-in ballots unless they have another make-believe pandemic or something similar, can they?
Yeah, well, you can expect the next pandemic somewhere between August and October, that's for sure.
Yep. I see newsreels from different parts of the country, and I see people wearing masks in other parts of the country already. Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad that the people that are wearing masks are wearing masks. Because it's nice to know that you can spot someone that's mentally ill from a distance.
Roger that. Without a doubt, they all got the vaccination. So they also have no doubt whatsoever the vaccination doesn't work. Or they wouldn't wear the mask, would they?
Well, it's not like people are logical. We don't teach logic in the public schools. We don't teach it in our universities for the most part. It's truth and logic have pretty much vacated our society for at least 70% of the people, so we're in a lot of trouble.
We are. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll get back. We're going to get the firearms tip of the week.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle